Let's start with the most serious development overnight, the confirmation from India's Minister Sonowal that three Indian crew members were killed when U.S. forces struck the MT Setebello tanker in the Gulf of Oman. This marks a significant escalation because we're now seeing civilian casualties from third countries caught in this Iran-U.S. confrontation.
This incident crystallizes the global nature of maritime trade and how regional conflicts can have far-reaching human costs. The MT Setebello was presumably carrying cargo through one of the world's most critical shipping lanes, and the fact that Indian nationals were operating the vessel shows how interconnected these supply chains are. What's particularly concerning is that this suggests either intelligence failures about crew composition or a decision to strike despite knowing foreign nationals were aboard.
And we're getting more context about the broader military strategy from Trump himself, who revealed what he called a secret military mission to move oil through the Strait of Hormuz. This disclosure is remarkable for two reasons. First, the president is essentially confirming ongoing covert operations. And second, it signals just how critical this shipping lane has become to global energy security.
The Strait of Hormuz handles roughly 20% of global petroleum liquids, so any disruption there sends shockwaves through energy markets. Trump's willingness to publicize what he calls a secret mission suggests either that operational security was already compromised, or that he's using the disclosure as a form of diplomatic pressure, essentially telling Iran that the U.S. is actively ensuring oil flows regardless of their actions.
But here's where the political dynamics get interesting. Vice President Vance made some surprisingly critical comments about Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, saying he's gotten some things wrong amid this Iran conflict. This is notable because it represents a rare public criticism of Israeli leadership from the Trump administration.
Vance's statement that the U.S. will side with the American people over Israel when their interests diverge is particularly significant. It suggests the administration recognizes that this conflict is creating tensions between America's alliance commitments and domestic priorities. When you have energy prices rising and American military resources being stretched, public support for prolonged foreign engagement naturally comes under pressure.
The broader military implications are becoming clearer through a new Brookings Institution analysis, warning that this Iran conflict has exposed deep vulnerabilities in U.S. military capabilities. While we don't have the full details of this assessment, the fact that a prestigious think tank is publicly discussing military vulnerabilities suggests serious concerns within defense circles.
This connects to Iran's increasingly sophisticated disinformation campaign. Tehran is now accusing the U.S. of staging the Kuwait airport attack using a copied Iranian drone as a false flag operation to justify that $1.98 billion Andorral defense sale to Kuwait. Whether true or not, this accusation reflects how modern conflicts involve not just kinetic operations, but sophisticated information warfare designed to undermine the credibility of military actions.
And we're seeing ripple effects throughout the energy sector. Shell CEO Wael Sawan told the Wall Street Journal CEO Summit that oil prices will rise for years to come, driven by what he calls dwindling easy-to-access reserves. This suggests that even beyond the current Iran crisis, we're looking at a structural shift toward higher energy costs.
That forecast has profound implications for global inflation and economic policy. If Sawan is correct that we're facing 5 to 10 years of higher oil prices due to resource constraints, central banks worldwide will need to factor persistent energy inflation into their monetary policy frameworks. This could fundamentally alter the post-2020 economic recovery assumptions that many governments have been operating under.